Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, September 18th, 2018. Welcome to Day 607. The Trump administration declassified and ordered the release of former FBI Director James Comey's text messages, as well as 20 pages of a surveillance application that targeted Carter Page. Trump also called for the release of Bruce Orr's notes related to the Russia investigation. In addition, the statement reads, President Donald J. Trump has directed the Department of Justice, including the FBI, to publicly release all text messages related to the Russia investigation, without redaction, of James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Bruce Orr, end quote. The White House called on the Office of the Director of National Intelligence to immediately declassify and release the materials. Meanwhile, Trump plans to cap the number of refugees allowed into the United States next year at 30,000, the lowest ceiling since the refugee program was created in 1980. The new low represents a reduction of about a third, down 15,000 from the 45,000-person limit Trump set for 2018. The cap does not require that the Trump administration resettles 30,000 refugees, as other administrations have accepted far fewer than the cap permits. Trump also said he feels terribly for Brett Kavanaugh and that he is not a man who deserves this, as the Senate prepares to hear testimony from a woman who says Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when the two were teenagers. Trump called Kavanaugh a great gentleman and expressed concern for Kavanaugh's wife and daughters, who will hear the allegations against him during a public hearing on Monday. Trump did say that he believes the Senate should move forward with Christine Blasey Ford's testimony and allow her to state her case. And finally, Trump says he is prepared to impose tariffs on all remaining Chinese imports. Trump took to Twitter just hours after China responded to the latest escalation of the ongoing trade war by imposing tariffs on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods, warning of a great and fast economic retaliation from the United States. Trump warned that he would be willing to impose tariffs on the remaining $267 billion worth of Chinese goods. He repeated his threats from the Oval Office again on Tuesday. Quote, "We don't want to do it," Trump said, "but we probably will have no choice," end quote. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. The Senate passed a short-term spending bill to keep the government open through December 7th and avoid a government shutdown while delaying a fight over Trump's border wall. 2. Mueller's plea deal with Manafort took unusual steps to prevent Trump from pardoning his former campaign chairman. The deal contains language that would discourage Trump from pardoning Manafort and limit the impact of a pardon if Trump decided to do so anyway. And 3. Ted Cruz leads Beto O'Rourke in Texas by 9 points among likely voters. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.